Espresso English Podcast, Episode 1, Direct and Indirect Questions. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. Welcome, everybody. Today I'm going to present the most popular post of all time on the Espresso English website, and it's all about direct and indirect questions. Now, what's the difference between direct questions and indirect questions? Direct questions are the normal questions that we can ask to friends, family members, and people who we know well. You can form direct questions using the structure you probably already learned in English class, a question word, plus an auxiliary verb, plus the subject, and then the main verb. Here's an example of a direct question. Where's the bathroom? Indirect questions are a little more formal and polite. We use them when talking to a person we don't know very well, or in professional situations, and their form is a little different. An example of an indirect question is, could you tell me where the bathroom is? Again, the direct question is, where's the bathroom? And the indirect question is, could you tell me where the bathroom is? There are some typical phrases that we use for starting indirect questions. One of them is, could you tell me? Another phrase for starting an indirect question is, do you know? You can start a question with, do you know, if you're not sure whether or not the person you're asking actually knows the answer or not. Another phrase that can be used in this situation is, do you have any idea? Again, you can use, do you know, and do you have any idea, if you're not sure whether the other person knows the answer. Two more phrases for starting an indirect question are, I was wondering, and I'd like to know. With these phrases, I was wondering and I'd like to know, we actually don't ask a question, we make a statement. For example, I was wondering how much this costs. It's not actually a question, it's a statement, but it implies that we want an answer about the price of the item. Finally, if you want to ask about possibility indirectly, you can use these two phrases. Would it be possible? And, is there any chance? Now I'll show you some examples of direct and indirect questions using all the phrases I just mentioned. Here's a direct question. Where is Market Street? To ask that question indirectly, you can say, could you tell me where Market Street is? Now notice the difference between the direct and the indirect question. In the direct question, we say, where is Market Street? The word is comes before Market Street. But in the indirect question, the word is comes after Market Street. Could you tell me where Market Street is? This is a general rule with indirect questions. When they have a form of the verb to be, like is, are, was, or were, the verb comes after the subject. Could you tell me where Market Street is? This is different from the normal direct question structure. Here's another example. Direct. What time does the bank open? Indirect. Do you know what time the bank opens? In indirect questions, we don't use the auxiliary verbs do, does, or did. Also, you can see that the verb is open in the direct question. What time does the bank open? And opens in the indirect question. Do you know what time the bank opens? Direct question. Why did you move to Europe? Indirect question. I was wondering why you moved to Europe. Again, you can see that there is no auxiliary verb, did, in the indirect question. I was wondering why you moved to Europe. Don't say, I was wondering why did you move to Europe. That's not correct. Again, this indirect question isn't even a question. It's more of a statement that expresses our curiosity and invites the other person to give an answer or give more information. Direct question. How has he managed to get in shape so quickly? Indirect question. Do you have any idea how he's managed to get in shape so quickly? So here we have a question in the present perfect. How has he managed? In the direct question, the auxiliary verb has is before the subject, he. How has he managed? But in the indirect question, we change the order. The auxiliary verb has comes after the subject. Do you have any idea how he has managed or how he's managed? Direct question. How much does this motorcycle cost? Indirect question. I'd like to know how much this motorcycle costs. To form the indirect question, remove the word does and change cost to costs. I'd like to know how much this motorcycle costs. Direct question. Can you finish the project by tomorrow? Indirect question. Would it be possible for you to finish the project by tomorrow? For direct questions with can, we can use the phrase, would it be possible, to make it indirect. Here's another example for asking about possibility. Direct question, can we change the meeting to Thursday? Indirect question, is there any chance we could change the meeting to Thursday? The phrase, is there any chance, is another option for forming indirect questions when the original question starts with can. Now, if the direct question is a yes or no question, meaning it has no question words such as what, who, when, where, why, or how, then the indirect question will have the word if. For example, direct question, does Tom like Italian food? Indirect. Do you know if Tom likes Italian food? Direct. Are your parents joining us for dinner? Indirect. Could you tell me if your parents are joining us for dinner? Direct. Do they speak English? Indirect. I was wondering if they speak English. Direct. Has Barbara ever studied abroad? Indirect. Do you have any idea if Barbara's ever studied abroad? Direct. Do you plan on traveling this summer? Indirect. I'd like to know if you plan on traveling this summer. Now you know some of the phrases for forming indirect questions, as well as some of the differences in the question structure between direct and indirect questions. So that's it for today's lesson. Visit EspressoEnglish.net for more English tips, English ebooks, and online English courses. And if you want to get the complete Espresso English program, which includes all the ebooks and all the courses, you can get it with a 35% discount. Just visit the website at EspressoEnglish.net for more information. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit EspressoEnglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500-plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.